This is the Composer's Datebook for November 13th. I'm John Zek. Today in 1940, Walt Disney's animated film Fantasia opened at New York's Broadway Theater. It proved to be a landmark film on a number of fronts. First, it was a milestone in cultural crossover, in which classical music, in the person of conductor Leopold Stokowski, shook hands, literally and figuratively, with pop culture, in the person of Mickey Mouse. In Fantasia, Disney set selections of classical music from Bach to Stravinsky to animated stories created by his studio artists. Fantasia was also a milestone in recorded sound. For its initial East and West Coast release, the Philadelphia Orchestra recorded 9 special optical tracks, one for each section of the orchestra. These were mixed by Stokowski into a 4-track stereo soundtrack to be played in synchronization with the film on special equipment made by RCA for a multiple loudspeaker theater installation called Fantasound. 3 large speakers were positioned behind the projection screen, and no less than 65 smaller speakers were placed around the walls of the theater. The resulting surround sound was stunning by 1940 standards, but it cost $85,000 to set up. After the second full installation at the Cathay Circle Theater in Los Angeles, Fantasound was not employed anywhere else. Instead, 8 Fantasia Roadshow versions were assembled, each with 15,000 pounds of equipment, but without the full surround sound setup. These toured American movie theaters until 1941, when, following the outbreak of World War II, Disney diverted his funds, technology, and even Mickey towards the war effort. For more landmark events throughout music history, divert your mouse to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.